I'm Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're talking about Tumbleweed, which is a women's clothing boutique in Northeast Portland, Oregon, that we worked with for better part of a year, redesigning their visual identity, and then helping them execute it within their store and online. And this was a fun project, like all of our projects are fun, but especially because we had an existing relationship with the manager of the store and by virtue of that, the owner of the store, and they gave us a lot of freedom, both in the process as well as the creative development. They were really encouraging and open to going in a really totally different direction than they'd been going in the past. And so part of that was helping us take our creative development process and sort of evolve it for this. And they were, I guess they were happy to be a part of that evolution, even though they didn't know that they were a part of it, but they were very open to it. And so we did a lot of very different things with this one, and we started experimenting with different ways to present ideas to clients. You know, we both came up in traditional agencies where a lot of your presentations are digital. You're either projecting or you're on a screen, or worst of all, you're on like a video call and you're talking somebody through a deck.
And so, it's always like these big reveals.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is, it's going to be a hot dog. And so both trying to avoid any surprises, be completely open, not saving things for a big reveal, and then trying to get the client to be engaged in the presentation. And this was where we came up with the idea of the floor presentation, where we took, I think, our first round discovery deck, and we decided to print it out.
Which I'm sure was 138 pages.
Yeah. It's on 11 by 17. And we get to the store, and there's a ton of floor space sort of in this back fitting room area. And we laid the entire deck out on the floor in paper. And then we all stood around and looked at it for like a couple minutes.
Crawled around.
Yeah, and then we just talked through the whole thing. And let me tell you, when you get people standing up and walking around and they're not waiting for some big climax at the end of it, it's a totally different energy, and it's a much more human conversation and engagement. And it turned out to be super successful in this case.
Yeah. And we had some fun concepts for this. Again, we were lucky to have a little extra time for this process. There wasn't a really short deadline. And I think we had kind of three main concepts. And within those, we had like several different logo ideas.
I want to say, we don't just always have three concepts. No. Like, we probably start with 20.
Yeah.
Well, we showed three in the end because we thought those were the strongest, but we never like are tied to like the three concept
no.
idea.
We've had anything from one concept to probably 10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But these were more kind of conceptual concepts. We mm-hmm. had one of the ones we liked were this idea of like dust and shadow, kind mm-hmm. of like the shadows and the dust kind of left behind the tumbleweeds and not actually showing any visual images or icons or anything of tumbleweed, just yeah. kind of like the leftovers of it.
Thinking like a tumbleweed in the wild and then what's there after it's gone.
Yeah. We ended up with the one that was this idea of like movement and like, I think our concept was called rolling, rolling, rolling. our final mark was this mark that was kind of very dynamic and kind of moving across both the storefront and moving across like collateral and kind of scaling and rolling mm-hmm. everywhere and animated also. But that was kind of the challenge with creating the mark, having it look both very simple, but also have some randomness to mm-hmm. it, but then also being able to work from every angle as it was yeah. rolling and having it feel like balanced 360 degrees. So that was kind of the big creative challenge with this logo mark.
Whereas most designers would just like create the mark and be like, yeah, it looks good. Like Tess, of course, rotates it every degree imaginable to make sure.
It was going to be rolling, rolling, rolling.
That's right. And that was sort of like an offshoot of another idea we had, which was thinking about when tumbleweeds roll naturally and through the sand, they leave these very like circuitous trails behind them, almost look like snake trails or yeah. something. And so we thought a lot about like, well, what would it be if that was a mark? And
yeah.
like all the type followed this sort of random line that went yeah. through every communication. So all sort of like tumbleweed based, but trying to think about them from very different perspectives.
We kind of ended up with a very simplified mark, which kind of ended up working well for them and for, you know, what they had capacity to execute on. So I think that's something we also think about, is who is actually going to be implementing the brand and how are they going to be working with it, which includes...
Yeah, speaking of execution...
I know.
This is yet another example of logo marks that we have made, which wound up in a baked good.
Yes.
There was a...
Hashtag logo cookie.
This one was a cake, but it was, I think, a chocolate cake, and they made... either with powdered sugar or white frosting, they very accurately recreated the logo on top of the cake.
Very impressive.
And the owner, John, sent me a photo of it, and then he told me it was a pot cake, too. So, hey, it's Oregon.